Sehen. If there were a prize for the most original New Year celebrations, the Chrudim Divers Club would be a serious contestant. Over a dozen professional divers popped champagne bottles and drank a New Year's toast 20 meters underwater this year. The New Year's party took place in a caisson, a watertight box used for the construction of dams and other underwater work. The caisson is actually an underwater capsule of sorts filled with compressed air and sealed at the top. An airlock allows access to the underwater chamber. As an underwater mini-pub, it guarantees total privacy, but the freezing cold have the divers out in just a few minutes, happy to rejoin the celebrations on the ground. As usual, in the first days of the new year, fitness clubs are bursting at the seams as people driven by New Year's resolutions pump iron to try and lose the additional weight gained over the Christmas holidays. But before you rush off, stop and listen to this. A newly published study suggests that women with a dress size 42 are happier than others. So if you're desperately striving to be a 34 or a 36, thinking it will bring you instant happiness, then think again. Size 42 respondents were found to be happier both with the state of their private lives and their careers. The second happiest group were the 40 dress size ladies, followed by sizes 36, 44 and 38. But before you go and binge, keep in mind the fact that the unhappiest of the lot are the size 50s, so don't go overboard. Only one carton of Häagen-Dazs and one plate of cream cakes allowed. You'd be hard put to find someone in the Czech Republic who's not seen it, the popular Soviet-era cartoon about the big bad wolf and the smart little rabbit who always outwits him at the end of the day. There aren't many Soviet-era products that are still around, but like the cult fairy tale Mrazík from 1964, the legendary wolf and rabbit from Nupagadi are still going strong, and you'll see them on computer screens, mobile phones, school bags and puzzles. The Wolf and Rabbit cartoon has an interesting history. It was made by Alexei Kotonochkin in the late 1960s, becoming an instant hit. In 2005, Kotonochkin's son did a follow-up series with this same wolf, rabbit, and a sow with three bras. However, critics say that the follow-up does not quite manage to recapture the magic of the original cartoon series. Though maybe that was because the original was an immensely refreshing work in its day and age, devoid of Soviet propaganda. In fact, it was said to contain many a hidden jibe at the regime, and its makers even managed to smuggle in one of the songs by dissident musician Vladimir Vysotsky, who was to have lent his voice to the wolf, but whom censors rejected for political reasons. The town of Liberec, which is to host the World Championship in cross-country skiing in February, is in the grip of ski fever. While the organizers are busy producing artificial snow, local business people are gearing up for an onslaught of visitors, and even the local puppet company has tailored its program to the big event. Last Friday, the Liberec Puppet Theater premiered a play about Jan Raška, the only Czech who ever won an Olympic gold medal in the ski jump. He won the gold in 1968 in Grenoble, jumping 79 meters for the world title. Raška himself was present at the premiere and said later he had greatly enjoyed himself, adding that about 70 to 80% of the play was based on real life. Czech travel agencies shared their woes with the public on New Year's Eve, publishing a list of some of the complaints they get from clients. And believe it or not, some tourists are hard to please. One woman who spent time on the Italian coast complained about the fact that there had not been enough water in the sea, and she said she had had to wade for miles before being able to swim properly. Her demand for financial compensation was rejected. Another client, this time a man, wanted compensation for the fact that there had been too much snow at the mountain resort where he stayed. After several days of heavy snowfall, his roof windows were weighed down with snow and it was impossible to tell whether it was daytime or nighttime. The company rejected his demand on the grounds that he had a clock and computer in the room for orientation purposes. On the other hand, some holidays really bring unpleasant surprises. For instance, a Czech tourist holidaying in Cuba was brutally attacked by a dolphin, although dolphins are generally peace-loving creatures who like to play with humans. The dolphin slammed into the man several times and even pulled him underwater before lifeguards came to the rescue. The man came back with huge bruises on his back and across his ribs and tooth marks on his legs. And the same agency also got a complaint about one of its drivers, who was immediately sacked. He repeatedly lost his way on a trip from Prague to Venice, making the journey twice as long as it was meant to be. But worse still, on the way back, he used foul language and complained that he couldn't drive because the roads were full of writhing snakes. As I said, he was sacked on the spot and all the passengers were given financial compensation. But if you're off on holiday, don't let this put you off and have a good trip.